Hey, it's Zana. Oh, welcome back to Elemental Mirror Podcast. Hopefully you can't hear my cat licking himself right next to me. I don't like to move him because he's just super cute and comfortable, but hopefully you cannot hear it. But anyway, I have been going through a lot of things, and right now I have like cramps going on where I'm obviously getting closer and closer to labour. Although by the time that you listen to this, my daughter will possibly already be here, I don't know. But yeah, we're going through some things, and I've been journaling this morning and I feel like I need to come and just chat with you. Also because obviously it helps me process my own emotions and thoughts and stuff. But I've just been really getting to the root of so many of my beliefs, and I've come to understand that actually this is probably similar for a lot of people. And that's that, like, at the root of our fears, even our emotional triggers and certain dynamics that we like uphold in our relationships and friendships and even family relationships, tends to come down to like a lack of safety around being yourself. And obviously not everybody has experienced this type of thing. Some people will have had such like levels of safety cultivated in their childhood, but I feel like for so many people that is not the case, in for so many different reasons and stuff and in so many different ways. But oftentimes many of us did not feel safe enough to be ourselves, to be authentic, to be flawed, you know, to make mistakes, to fail, all of those kind of things. Like, we didn't develop a foundation of safety to where we're able to do those things and to be imperfect and to be human, you know. And so then when you get into adulthood and stuff, obviously adulthood is literally full of flaws and mistakes and trial and error and just trying to figure things out for yourself. So by the time we get to that stage, we haven't really cultivated that safety in childhood. So then we get to adulthood and we're just fucking overwhelmed by everything, and we're trying to be perfect, and we're trying to put on this like persona of perfection, or trying to figure out how we can be perfect and how we can do better. And you know, like, I find this in myself, trying to create perfect schedules, trying to create perfect habits, the perfect diet. Now that I'm having a baby, like, I want to be the perfect mother, and then I'm wondering if she's going to be the perfect baby, and like what her personality will be like, and if she'll sleep through the night, and all of these kind of things, you know. Like, you can find perfection, or the need for perfection, in all areas of your life. And I'm realizing how detrimental that is, that we don't allow ourselves to just be authentic and to be flawed and to make mistakes. And like, I feel like it literally affects every area of your life, to the point where if you look at something that you're really passionate about, something that you love and enjoy, like a hobby, or if you're an entrepreneur, or you're wanting to become an entrepreneur and you're wanting to start whatever it is that you're passionate about, like, if you look at the things that you're passionate about, or even back in your childhood and the things that you loved back then, really look at those things and then see whether like you feel good enough to do them, whether there's like this belief around perfectionism that prevents you from doing them. Because that's something I've noticed for myself, is like, I want to be perfect with my music, so when that unworthiness comes up, because obviously I can't be perfect with it, none of us can be perfect with anything because we're human, so when that desire for perfection comes up, and then underneath that is that unworthiness feeling because I know I can't achieve that, I then procrastinate and don't make music and don't sing and don't songwrite and just don't do that thing that I'm really feeling called towards. And it's the same with filming, it's the same with my podcast, you know, it's the same with jewelry that I want to make and stuff. If that unworthiness feeling comes up because I want to be perfect with it, then I procrastinate and I don't do it. And I realize, like, below that is the missing level of safety that all of us need in able to exist in society, like in able to function, in able to literally just walk down the street and go into a shop and buy something that you want. Like, if you don't feel safe in yourself and in who you are and in your own energy and aura, then you're not going to feel comfortable just leaving your house. And I've definitely experienced this myself, like the level of anxiety the what ifs about what could go wrong or what people could say to you when they walk past you, and like who's going to be there, whether you're going to bump into somebody that you know, and all this kind of stuff. Like these wild thoughts can just go everywhere, and it stops you from simply just walking down the street to go do whatever thing it is that you need to do. And it's a lack of safety in yourself that's like at the root of this. And I've come to see for myself that it affects every goddamn area of our lives, you know, like even our relationships as well. I've noticed how there's many times where I won't speak up when something bothers me, or I won't express a boundary, or like, you know, just so many ways that we shrink ourselves and won't let us speak our truth, won't let ourselves like be who we are. And like even singing in front of my partner, sometimes I get so fucking terrified, even though I know that he likes my music. I know that he supports it, because the way that we even met was through music, you know, and if he didn't like my music, he probably wouldn't have even reached out to collaborate in the first place. So like even that, my own beliefs around unworthiness and my own sense of like a lack of safety prevents me from just simply doing vocal exercises with him in the house, or like, you know, making a song or something, or working on my album. So much fear and unworthiness comes up, even around people that I love and people that I care about, and they care about me. But yet we can still find ourselves holding back on who we are and being authentic, even around people that actually want us to feel safe. You know, like it can be so deeply ingrained and affect us so much that even when we're in a safe space, we still don't feel safe. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, obviously there's danger everywhere and there's risks with absolutely everything. That's just a part of the human experience, you know? So like, you can go out and get hit by a car. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's risks with everything and there's real dangers in the world, absolutely. But I feel like there's an emotional level and like a whole energy field type of level of safety and root chakra work that a lot of people have not cultivated. Like we have a major imbalance in our root chakra to where we don't even feel like we can just be who we are, you know, and just exist and just literally just be. And of course that's not just the root chakra, I think it's also the solar plexus as well, sense of self and personal power and all of that. Like there's a lot of imbalance in our chakras and in our energy fields, and I'm just starting to understand how much this affects every area of our life and how much it's not been cultivated in childhood. And now that I'm having my own child, I obviously want to cultivate that for her, and I want her to have that strong level of safety to be able to be who she is from the get-go, and to not have all of these unworthiness feelings coming up around everything, because it holds you back in so many ways. And I feel like I notice it first in like my music and stuff, because they're my passions and my hobbies and things. And then when I start looking at other areas, I'm like, oh shit, it's the same belief that's literally restricting me in my relationships as well, or literally stopping me from changing my diet, or stopping me from like, you know, cooking foods that I want and stuff. Like it actually affects all areas, because it's about a lack of safety, feeling unworthy, and not being perfect enough, you know. So that's, I feel like actually that is also why people start trying to change a habit, say it's your diet or trying to like do something for yourself, whatever it may be, and then because you're not perfect with it, you then fall off, and then you punish yourself, and you get in that routine of shaming and self-punishment, and so then you give up. And this is something that's literally happened with me all the time. Like I'll start working on my album and then it won't be perfect enough, and then I start punishing myself and shaming myself, and then I stop working on it altogether, because who the hell wants to sit there and feel that punishment and shame? I'd rather just avoid it, not work on the album at all, and then, you know, I won't feel that anymore. But of course that emotion is just buried. It's not actually completely avoided. It's not gotten rid of. It's just buried. And so you start to feel disconnected from life and depressed. Like this is really, for me, where so many experiences of depression have come from, because that shaming, that punishment, that unworthiness, that lack of safety is all coming up, and it feels horrible. It feels so uncomfortable. And so I stopped doing whatever thing it was that gave me joy, because it's now not giving me joy. It's now giving me punishment and shame. And then I feel miserable because I'm pushing those emotions away. I'm no longer doing what I love. And now I feel stuck and lost and like alone and a bit fed up, because the thing that I actually enjoy, I'm no longer doing. So my life feels a bit empty and a bit like meaningless and stuff. But then at the same time, I don't want to face the emotions that are coming up as well, because they're so uncomfortable. So you get like stuck in this loop and this endless cycle of just complete depression and sadness and like uncomfortable gunk that we don't want to face because it does not feel good. And then, yeah, eventually I hit the point where I'm like, okay, I need to do something about this now, because this doesn't even feel good, even when I'm avoiding my emotions. So like, let's actually figure this out. And that is where I'm at today, because I've been feeling a little bit low the past few days. Lots is obviously going on in my life, and like having to cut off different friends and all kinds of things. And then at the same time, about to have a baby. So there's just a lot going on. And also wanting to do my art and things and create my music and all of that kind of stuff. But of course, unworthiness and a lack of safety is like at the root of everything that's really, really affecting me. And I'm only just realizing now how much it's affecting me. And I think so many people struggle with this and possibly don't even realize that that's what's at the root of it, is that it's a lack of safety. And this is the work I'm really trying to do now. But obviously, we can't be perfect with it. So there's going to be times where you don't do it, and where you fall off, and where you sink into low emotions, and where you feel miserable and you feel depressed, or you don't want to get out of bed for the day. You know, like there's going to be times where this happens, and I'm realizing actually that's okay. And we can't be perfect with it, and having to slowly remind myself and accept that we can't be perfect with things. It's just not even possible. Like, we're human, we're supposed to be flawed, and this experience is supposed to be from your perspective, with your own personal experiences and situations and circumstances that happen. You know, like, it's a journey for you. And you sharing that just simply by being yourself, like, it's not something that you have to share publicly. I just mean like you being your authentic self in your daily life and interacting with your family and your friends, that has a huge impact on them and on the collective by you existing, you know. So like, just living your life from your perspective is more than enough, and you don't have to be perfect with it. And just cultivating that level of safety around being able to be yourself is a daily practice. And I'm really just coming to understand how important that work is. Like, how important it is every day. Not perfect timings, not the same time every day. You know, we don't need to be perfect with this shit. And there will be days where you don't do it. But just always having that awareness in the back of your mind to come back to cultivating safety. Like, okay, I'm feeling triggered today. Something's happened in my life that's really upset me. Let me cultivate safety in myself to where I'm allowed to be where I'm at. I'm allowed to feel angry right now. I'm allowed to feel whatever's coming up right now. I'm allowed to feel unmotivated and uninspired, or whatever it is that's happening in the present moment. I'm allowed to just be. Like, I'm allowed to be who I am. I'm allowed to be where I'm at. And it is safe for me to be here, completely flawed, not perfect, not being productive how I want to be, or not being happy how I want to be, or whatever it is, and just being where I'm at in this moment. And like, continuously reminding yourself of that and coming back to that anytime that anything comes up. It's the same when fears come up, you know, like you're fearing something, so you procrastinate. Bring it back to safety, you know, like, it's okay to be scared right now. This is a normal reaction to a human experience, especially with beliefs. Like, if you've experienced trauma in the past and that fear relates to it, then obviously it's gonna come up for you, and that's perfectly normal and okay. And like, I'm just finding that instead of going to punishment and shaming myself, and because I'm not being perfect, like shaming myself for being sad when I want to hurry up and get productive and get on with some tasks, you know, instead of going to that mentality, being like, nope, it's safe to be where I'm at. I'm safe to feel this way. I don't need to be perfect with it. I can be human, and it takes as long as it takes. Like, if I need a whole day to be sad, then that's perfectly fine. If I need a whole week to be sad, that is perfectly fine. And I have definitely had this whole week to just be basically distracting myself and just scrolling on social media and kind of doing nothing really. My bloody cat is itching himself. I don't know if you can hear that or if you can feel this bed shaking. Hopefully that did not pick it up. But yeah, this week has been a very kind of low, like depressed, sad kind of day or sad kind of week for me, especially because I'm getting the start of labour as well, which is obviously bringing up a lot of fears, and then certain situations happening in my life, which is bringing up emotions. And I finally reached this point of like, no, okay, it's fine. Like, we just need to cultivate safety and stop punishing yourself for not being productive this week, for not being happy this week. Like, it's okay. We are human and we're not going to feel happy 24/7, and we can be where we're at. So just bringing it back to the feeling of safety. And to be honest, I feel like a lot of us don't even know what that feels like. Like, I keep saying safety, but most people have never felt that in their life. Like, not just physical safety, but emotional safety and being where you're at and being okay with being where you're at. Like, some people don't even know what that feels like, and I didn't until I sat with myself and literally tuned into it in my body. I was like, okay, let me literally visualize and meditate on this. Let me close my eyes and breathe deeply and really tune into and think about what it would feel like to be safe being me. Like, what does that even feel like in my body, to actually be safe in my body where I'm at with the circumstances I have and with the personality that I have and with the flaws that I have and with all of these shadow aspects and emotions that I have? Like, what does it actually feel like to be okay being here where I'm at and really feel into that? And oh my god, it was so weird. It felt really, really weird and almost uncomfortable to actually feel that. But then it started to feel like a relief, because I was like, oh my god, this feels good. Like, I've never felt this before, and this actually feels like I'm lifting the burden of punishment and shame and perfection and unworthiness, and I can just take it off just for this moment. Like, even if it's literally just for this moment while you're doing this practice, you just take it off of yourself and just really feel what safety feels like. And it was so good. And now I'm like realizing how often I have to do this, because my nervous system does not know that. It's like not familiar. It's not something I've ever had throughout my life before. So it's something I'm literally having to train my nervous system to tune into, because it's not something it's ever felt or known how to tune into before. It's like a conscious decision that you have to make and try and get yourself there. So we really are training our nervous systems, training our thoughts and our beliefs. Like, it's a lot of work and it can be overwhelming, and obviously we're not going to be able to be perfect with it, and that is perfectly okay. So yeah, we just kind of roll with the days and roll with the imperfection and the mood and our needs, because even our needs change. Do you know what I mean? One day you're going to need lots of emotional support and comfort and nourishment from yourself, and then another day you may feel way more confident and way more inspired, and you're not really focusing on as much inner work because the inspiration is there. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything changes and adjusts and flows, and we can just take the pressure off and allow ourselves to just be where we're at in each moment, because each moment is different. And one morning you may wake up so inspired and happy, and then by lunchtime you may feel terrible and miserable. And I'm just realizing how okay that is and how normal that is. And like, we don't have to then pile on shame and punishment for those things either. We can just cultivate that safety, even if cultivating that safety and tuning into that, even if that doesn't shift the emotion, even if you still remain feeling sad, but just then constantly pouring in love to yourself and allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to be sad and to be where you're at. Like, that's what that safety is. It's not tuning in to get rid of fear. It's not tuning in to get rid of your emotion. It's tuning into, okay, I'm safe to feel this way. I'm safe to be where I'm at. I'm safe to actually be in fear right now. Like, that's the safety I'm talking about, is like, you're feeling fear. Okay, it's actually safe for me to be in fear. It's safe for me to be in overwhelm, you know, like, it's safe for me to feel sad right now. The safety is around being authentic and not around trying to change anything. You're not trying to get rid of it. You're not trying to be better. You're not trying to remove the negative. It's like, oh no, I can be in the negative. The negative is not bad. The negative does not make me wrong or unworthy. Like, the negative is a part of the human experience, and we're actually allowed and okay to be human and to be flawed and to feel the negative shit, you know, because life is difficult. There is a lot of crazy shit that happens. We have to deal with other people's bullshit and other people's opinions and energy, and having to try and work on boundaries and speaking our truth and all of this. And then at the same time, we're trying to juggle family life and trying to take care of our health and trying to work and earn money and, you know, pursue our passions and our goals. Like, there's so much that we do here that is so overwhelming. And I realize that a lot of the time we don't feel safe enough to have that negative side. It's just like, you can literally see this with social media, where people constantly try to portray perfection and portray happiness and like the perfect life and stuff. That is literally it. People do that in their daily lives, not just on social media. We do it to ourselves, where we're like, no, we need to be perfect. We need to be happy 24/7. We need to be perfect. We need to be productive 24/7. We need to be perfect. We cannot snap at people. We cannot get like moody. We cannot feel down. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this constant need to be perfect and to be happy and to be positive 24/7. And that is not something that can physically happen, because we're in a human experience and we're supposed to feel the full spectrum of emotions that are a part of the human experience. Otherwise they wouldn't exist. You know, it wouldn't be something that's possible for us to feel if we weren't meant to feel it. So it's completely normal for us to be overwhelmed and all over the place and trying to figure things out, because isn't that the purpose of life? Isn't the purpose of life to experience everything that happens in our lives, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly? Obviously, don't get me wrong, there's certain things that I don't think should happen here whatsoever, and I still can't even wrap my head around why so much suffering happens here. Like, it's not something that I want or agree with or like, but at the same time, trying to make the best of a bad situation. We're here to experience our circumstances, our perspective, and our whole journey. Do you know what I mean? And we're here to adjust it and move through it and learn from things and grow through them and really step into our authenticity and choose better for ourselves when we learn from past things that we didn't like. You know, like, sometimes we learn the hard way, which is not fun, but then moving forward, you can choose better for yourself and, you know, hopefully not repeat those cycles and stuff. But isn't that the whole point of life, that we go through all of these things, that we learn better and we do better and we experience better as we go along, and we learn about ourselves, we learn what's authentic to us and what's not through all of this opposition and all of this confusion and chaos and stuff? You know, like, we find ourselves, we remember ourselves and we remember our power, and then we start making better choices and we start having more joy and more love, and we start opening to receive those things as well, because we remember our power and our worth and we cultivate safety for ourselves. But at the same time, even when you start like having the life that you want and experiencing more joy and stuff, there's still going to be days where you feel low. You know, like, you could be the happiest person in the world, but there's still going to be days when you feel low. There's still going to be days where somebody does something and it upsets you, or like you have a disagreement with somebody or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not perfect and life is not perfect, and it's actually okay to flow with all of that. And that's ultimately the lesson that I'm really starting to learn and starting to get to grips with, and then just embracing the authenticity of it and being able to allow yourself to feel safe enough to be in your authenticity, no matter what it is that's going on around you, and no matter how it is that you... Oh, hi, babe.
Hi, Baba.
So it was about that. My boyfriend got home from work way earlier than I expected, and I didn't even realise he'd walked in the door. But anyway, so just allowing yourself to be in the safety of your authenticity and in the safety of the full spectrum of emotions and everything else that you feel, and not trying to shame yourself or pull yourself out of it or rush to change it, you know? So yeah, I hope that this podcast episode helps you. I hope it resonates. It's just me like flowing with my own emotions and feelings and trying to pull myself back out of a depressed, like low vibe kind of state and stuff, but also trying to allow myself to be okay with the fact that I fell into that and that that's normal and a part of the human experience and not something that we have to rush or force ourselves to get out of. You know, we kind of flow with how we feel, flow with our needs, flow with our wants and desires, and take care of ourselves in the process. But yeah, I hope you're doing well and I hope you have the best start to the week tomorrow. Happy Sunday, and I will speak to you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.